today's liturgy of the word, we hear an awful lot about food. We hear about the sumptuous banquet on the mountaintop in the first reading, and then we of course also hear Jesus filling the bodily needs of the people who are gathered to see him in the miracle of the feeding of the 7,000 in the Gospel of Matthew. I think when we think of a sumptuous dinner or meal, it's something that we all probably appreciate and quite enjoy and have some good memories of. I remember one particular meal back in Italy, in Rome, and it was one of these many course meals where seemingly each dish was better than the previous one. And there was a very sweet grandmother, the nonna of the family, who would keep on presenting the dish in front of you, and she would always say, "Senza paura," which means without fear. And she would want you to keep taking more, without fear, without fear. And I thought to myself, I didn't realize that coming to this meal, I was going to have a display of courage to keep on eating one plate after another of food. But it really was an incredible meal. Food really is, though, a powerful metaphor, and the reason why it's used so often in Scripture, for a couple of main things in our life. And the first one is always going to be that as the body needs food, so too does the soul need sustenance and nourishment. And in a special time in this Advent season, when we're required to kind of reorient and focus our hope on Jesus Christ, it's a reminder to us in this period in a special way to feed on the Word of God, to allow it to nourish our minds and our souls, and also, of course, to participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Preferably, of course, in person, but also in a beautiful way online, and to trust that the Lord provides in His spiritual communion the grace of the Eucharist to us. But these really are going to be the most important foods for our minds, foods for our souls. I think now more than ever, we know that in a world which is kind of bashing us with propaganda and all sorts of information left, right, and center, and it's hard to know what's what, never before has it been more clear that we need this pure food for the mind and for the soul that Jesus offers us in His Word and in His sacrament. And of course, the second great image of the food and the banquet is really that it's meant to be a kind of prefiguring of what heaven is going to be like, and a prefiguring of the heavenly banquet. That as it's a delight to be gathered around table with dear friends and enjoying a great meal with family, this is really just a small image of the great heavenly banquet where we will be gathered together as the people of God around the table of the Lord for all eternity in communion with the Most Holy Trinity. And this too, in Advent in a special way, is a reminder for us that we can get caught up with hopes of things in this world, but our great hope is always going to be in Jesus, and He is the one to whom we are always called to turn toward and strive to grow closer to. So today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always take great care by what we feed our minds. He would always provide us with the sustenance of our soul in the sacraments and in His Word, and that we would always strive for and hope in the great heavenly banquet that is to come in Jesus Christ. Amen.